Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And when they had that song, when they wrote it, they had this guy in mind, Captain Ryan Lambert, our Cajun Fishing Adventures contact. And last time I spoke to him, he was in the teal blind getting set up. How did it work out for you?
Well, that day didn't work out because I didn't get into the blind because it was so low. But yesterday it worked out really well with kill 42. And today I got two so far, but I got a blind to the left of me. Nemo's over there whacking him. So he got me a little cut off right now. But that's okay. The customer's winning.
That's great. Yeah, that little front, it worked. It brought him in, that's for sure, because it was really slow up until that point.
Oh, goodness. It wasn't slow. It was non-existent. It was bad. But that, you know, just like magic, the night before the season, there they were, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy how it works. You know, it's a big, giant... Right to the teeth. Yeah, there's a big giant migration going on right now. I don't, you know, I'm sure it's a lot of teal with it, but a lot of neotropicals and stuff that were blacking out the radar yesterday. So it's happening. As the days go shorter, it's not always a cold front or full moon. As the days go shorter, they start their migration. So it's happening.
Yes, it is. And, you know, are you seeing a lot of the bigger ducks, the wood ducks, and the whistlers? We saw quite a few whistlers when I was out in Delacroix.
I saw two big flocks of them yesterday, but they were just passing by. A lot of mottled ducks, a lot of wood ducks. You have to be careful with the moodies because they're kind of a smaller stature, like a teal. They just, you know, you got a square tail and a cone on their head and a big white belly, so you can tell, you know, if you really want to. Up the bottles right there. Yeah, it's beautiful out here. There's a north wind. It's nice and fresh. All the boys did really good. They caught their limit of fish in no time yesterday, and the ones that wanted bull reds really whacked the bull reds. So trout moving in. We're firing on all cylinders now.
It's a great time of year. Man, that river is really low. Is it below two or right at two?
No, it's two something, and it's going to go down even further. So everything's pouring this way. That's how it was. All the baits pouring this way. You could tell when you start getting ladyfish and needlefish everywhere. You know, you could tell it's that time of year when everything's coming this way, and that's the way it is. So it's bull reds are really showing up big now. It's going to be a great fall.
I got someone wanting me to ask you about trout over by Myrtle Grove. Any reports?
There's trout moving in. There's a lot of little fish right now, but another 2 weeks they'll be everywhere. They'll be able to catch them under the birds and on the reefs. Everything's, you know, October 1st, it's like they have their own little calendar. They know, but they'll start pouring in. But they're starting a little early this year, so it shouldn't be long. Y'all better get some. It's four on the right now.
You have a lot of, yeah, he's got some teal flying around. That's why you're hearing that teal squeaky type light call. Ryan, while you're calling those ducks in there, let me ask you, you got a lot of guys out there fishing. Has that 13-inch been a problem?
No, heck no. You don't even, you know, once it's a state of mind, it's just, it is what it is. Now, there's a lot of little bitty fish right now, but 13 has not been a problem at all. Keeping the guide limit's a bit of a problem for us because I can't get nothing to treat the customer. they're taking their fish home, and I can't keep any.
You got to find some white trout. You don't talk much about white trout, but y'all got them down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, usually that's under the birds, you know, and I don't really care because of the gaff tops under the birds. I really don't care to fish the birds that much, you know, a bunch of little trout. You can sit there and slay them. Now, I like to go fish white trout once it gets cold, and I'll go down the river in a couple of holes, and you can sit there and whack them on the bottom. That's coming soon, too. But those are nicer fish. That's not under the birds. So that's coming pretty soon. I'll be able to do that. And, you know, this trout specs mixed in with them and occasional bull red. So, yeah, I like it all. You know that.
Is that Kenley I'm hearing panting there or somebody else?
That's Kenley right up in my face because she's always in my face. And I got Carly and I got Spark. I have all three of them today.
Man, you got some dog power going on there, man.
I got plenty of dog power. Nothing's getting away.
That's good. Well, hope y'all get the limits out there. I'm sure you probably will. Water came up for you?
Yeah, the water's up today. It was really low the other day, and I got out of here at 9:30. Then this evening, I got to take LSU students out and do a little teaching this evening on coastal restoration. And yeah, it's a busy, busy day.
You do a lot of that, huh?
I do. I take Tulane, Loyola, LSU, all the environmental students, some environmental law, you know, take them and show them what's going to happen in the future and what we can do. In fact, they had a girl yesterday that changed her curriculum because of going out in the boat with us and learning about it. She just took so much interest in it. So we're teaching them and it's bringing it to the next generation because it's on this side, the land that built this winter is this summer with the Ohio River is phenomenal. I mean, so much new land. And duck potatoes, wait till you see the duck potatoes when you come. I mean, we have a good pintail and canvas back here.
Yes, indeed. And they got three pintails this year, so you should make a lot of hunters happy. Well, that's fantastic. Oh, yeah. You know, not only do you entertain people and inform them, you know, with the hunting and fishing, but, you know, you change that girl's life by bringing her out there. That's incredible. You got to make
and
it
feel
good. And
she can change Louisiana's life, too.
That's right. That's
she can
right.
be the one.
She could pay it back. Well, listen, guys, have a great time down there. If somebody wants to get in on some of this fall fishing, and we got, you know, hunting season, the regular duck season coming up in November, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, they just call me direct at 504-559-5111, or you just go to Cajun Fishing Adventure if you just want to check it all out.
And tell them Kenley sent you.
Yep, Kenley do it.
All right, brother. Be good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fun to see you.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, got some comments coming in saying, oh, yeah, on the guy that killed the pregnant doe. He said, this is Gumbo checking in, says, absolutely, they should be fined again. And another one says, when you said pregnant doe, I thought it would be two restitutions. Well, I think it should be, but so far it looks like just one. And also he adds, the bass is in the grease. Here's another vote for yes, I think she was pregnant. They should have charged for two. And this one says, I wonder how much of the money is collected after a penalty is issued of killing game or breaking the law of hunting out of season or whatever. To me, they should also lose their hunting privileges forever. It would make people think twice. I agree with you. It's in fact, there's been some studies done. And the biggest fear or the biggest thing about people resenting that they were caught and that they did hunting and fishing violations is if they lose their license, and there are some charges that you can get that would, I call it the death penalty, where you lose your license forever, and they have a collective where it can be not just in Louisiana, but a lot of states. If you do it in one state, you can't hunt in another. And that's the biggest fear, is never being able to hunt again. And that, to me, is the death penalty for a hunter. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Eric Aquistapace. I'm going to be down at the Aquistapace Wine and Cheese in Mandeville this afternoon. They've got a first-ever stock-to-camp event going on this National Hunting and Fishing Day. We'll tell you everything going on down there. I hope you can make it right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.